WEEM Weekly is a bi-weekly podcast produced here at 91.7 WEEM that provides information and fun conversations about and with the Madison County community. You can find previous and upcoming episodes at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. Thank you for tuning in to 91.7 WEEM Podcast, WEEM Weekly.
Welcome back to another segment of 91.7 WEEM Weekly. I'm Logan Romine, joined by
Courtney Brunswick,
Sal,
Ashley Gilmet.
And today we're going to be talking about the Emerald Sweets, which is our Gouda Voice varsity show choir. And the first question I want to ask y'all is, like, what position do you hold in the choir?
President.
Courtney, we are all like president.
President.
And what does that entail?
We're leading the group. Our big thing is attendance. That's my big thing. But we're just basically like the three main people under our director. Mm. And yeah, I don't know.
It goes archer, presidents, dance captains, vocal captains. Wait, sorry. No, yeah. And then junior dance captains, yep. And then enthusiasm directors, like the tree of. And basically when archer's not there, we kind of run class. Oh, you have like, is it like sunburn in your goggles? I'm sorry.
Yes, stop. Am I wearing sunglasses?
No, I get it now. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We just kind of start class off every day, tell the gang what we're doing, and then, yeah.
Did you have any like personal strategies to like make sure the year went smoothly throughout the season? Like anything that like you focused on doing to make sure it went smoothly?
I just try to like talk and not just be like, this is what you're doing wrong. I kind of try to leave that up to like Archer. Because, like, let her kind of, like, give the most critiques and stuff. And especially, like, if I do give a critique, like, I say how you can fix that. Like, that was a big thing that I did, like, when I was a section leader last year. Like, you'd be like, oh, you're using the wrong tone here, but this is how you fix it. And I just think it's really important, especially as a president. Like, your job is not to, like, be archer or be a director. Your job is to, like, kind of be the person that, like, yes, we just got yelled at for, like, doing a bad job. But, like, you're the one that's like, okay, but, like, let's keep going. And stuff like that. So, like, yes, you have enthusiasm directors, but also as a president, you're kind of there to, you know, keep that kind of stuff up, I feel like, is what I try to do. Just be, like, nice and, like, just be a friend.
Yeah, like, I tried my best to be friends with everybody in the choir and just add to a welcoming environment so that everybody feels comfortable with being around, like, 50 girls 24/7. It's hard, and we do deal with a lot of drama. So I basically just tried to keep like away from the drama and help people through it. And yeah, I love all the girls.
I just decided that I was going to be myself this year so I could hope to like encourage other people that like it's okay to be themselves and be in this environment where like you can express yourself and you can have something you love to do and like share that love with everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. So at the start of the season, or like at the start of the year, what were your goals for sweets going forward?
Just to win.
To win. Honestly, to be good.
Yeah.
To be good.
We want to be a good group, and obviously we have an amazing group.
And a good show.
Not to brag.
And a good show.
Yeah.
And a good show.
I want to do the show justice, like all the songs.
Mm-hmm. And we also have good, not only a good group, like performance-wise, we also have a good group of girls and just the kind of people that they are.
So as the season progressed, obviously you guys had an undefeated season this year. How did that anticipation like build as you kept going and kept like taking these big like victories home?
I was scared that we were going to get too full of ourselves, get to a point where it'd be like, okay, well, we're winning every single competition. We don't have to try as hard. That was my fear. It didn't really happen, but sometimes I was like, ugh.
I just wanted more competition. I feel like the unisex division, like they worked like, Sweets still worked really hard and like kept getting better every time, but like Pendleton's had more of is what we call like a boogeyman than Sweets does, just because there's not as many like people in the unit voice, I feel like, and I feel like, yeah, but I don't know, this sounds kind of bad, I kind of just had like this feeling every comp, and like I felt it at state and stuff, I don't know.
I mean, I did too, but I was also was like, I can't say that.
Yeah,
like,
I never
can't
said
say it out loud.
Can't like say it out loud, but like you can feel it deep down.
Yeah, I focus instead of more of, like, you need to win. I just focus more on, like, saying, like, in rehearsals, like, let's make this better. Because I knew that those things that we would do better would let us win. And, like, instead of, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, also, like, I'm part of the group that one state our freshman year. Mm-hmm. And so just like the feeling at every comp, it was kind of going along with that. Like I felt the same way about the show that I did freshman year. And so a part of me kind of knew we were going to win, but I would never say that out loud.
It also just helps that the songs were really good. I think that's like what makes this show. It's not like a too repetitive a song. It's like it has like a lot of like good, like the instrumental behind it is really good. I just think the music also helped. It wasn't just the choirs. It has to be like a good show. You can't have like a poorly designed show and like do really well out. You know, it has to.
Yeah.
So you guys took home some pretty big victories this year against some large schools, and including at the Little Roddy Rumble over in Rhode Island. So going into those like big events, like against those larger schools that obviously have like more, you know, in-depth show choir stuff going on over there, and especially in like another state where the show choir isn't the same, how did you feel about that?
It's hard because other schools in different places put a lot more work into mixed groups than they do their girls groups, but here we put equal time. So anytime we went somewhere where how they do show choir is different, it was just kind of hard to determine how it was going to be placed. Because obviously we knew we were good, but you never know for sure what's going to happen, especially in Rhode Island. I mean, we didn't go in confident that we were absolutely going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't, because we don't know.
Yeah, people are really nice, like in Rhode Island, because it's people that you never really see, like ever. And I feel like every time we went on and did the show, I was more just like not really thinking about the win, but just thinking about like how much fun I have doing it, and like the costumes are like some of the best costumes I've ever gotten to wear, and the hair was always super fun. And I was more of just like thinking like, oh, this is just fun to do as a senior. It's like my last time. I was more enjoying that than thinking about like, oh, I hope we win this competition. Cause I don't know. I still have that gut feeling that like we were just really good. And like, it was a show that just like clicked with everyone, even like the judges and stuff. You know?
I always went in with like I just want the audience to like either think we're really cool or like fear us. Like they watch us.
Mm-hmm.
Like regardless of if we like won or not, I just want them to see us and be like, that's a really good group.
Mm-hmm. You guys certainly drew quite a crowd this year.
Oh, yeah.
Especially during Rhode Island. They're rather loud in that.
Yeah, that was the best crowd I've ever had.
Yeah, ever. 4 years, and Rhode Island is the like best crowd we've ever had.
I could hear them back
had.
From where I was. It was that's actually, behind
it
everything.
Was crazy. They're so like reactionary. Like this part where I throw the paper and everyone is cheering. And I was like, stop. Like,
you know, I think that's a perfect segue. We're going to get into some more like fun questions here. What was your like favorite number in this year's show?
Candy store.
I like the closer.
The closer?
Yeah.
That was my favorite one to play.
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's hard for me to pick.
I just love the drums and candy store.
The candy store is so, like, it's just like ate so hard though.
Candy
store ate.
I know, it's just like a song that it's just so like, I'm a little biased. But like,
well, yeah, but like still.
But it was just so like, and everyone loved, I feel like everyone was like, oh, okay. And like when we came out in the ballad, it was just like.
Just personally, like, I really loved the ballad.
The ballad was awesome.
Oh, yeah, like, I like that it wasn't.
Don't get a lot of love. But like,
because they're
one,
usually really
know.
Like, love yourself. And it just like, this one wasn't. And that's why I was super excited. Like when she announced the show, I was like, okay, like different.
Mean Girls, woohoo.
Your show this year was really good. Like the song choice was really good. It flowed really well together. It was really fun to play. There was a lot of really fun stuff to do in that show. Overall, the music was fun, except for Picture Perfect. That thing was so hard to play because there were so many weird chord changes in that song. But yeah, definitely. But do you have any memories that like specifically stuck out about this season?
yeah.
I don't know. Everything's kind of blurred together.
I think my favorite part was we were at state and Archer was like directing the band, and like I had my costume change back there, and I remember like Kennedy fixing my collar and like giving me the loser's paper, and I was like, Van had like my throat spray and like my water, and Archer was just like, I forget what she said, it probably can't say it, but it was just really like on. It was just like our one of our last times doing it, and yeah, it kind of just like I was like, okay, like it was just. And I'm just really happy. It was like with my best friends, and yeah,
I think my favorite is when I'm doing the costume change. It's me and two other girls would always help each other, and we always made sure that the three of us at least made it on stage because we all went one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shayla once was trying to put her costume on and put it on incorrectly and then almost fell down and went like flying forward into me.
Was that an F-com?
I have no clue, but
I think it was
like I was trying not to laugh because we were about to go on stage. But honestly, I think it was the funniest thing ever.
Was her like it was like twisted, right? I think Reagan did that too.
She did it multiple times.
At least you couldn't really tell, like with the jacket over it.
Or when you during the ballot at state, you pushed me so hard that I went flying back into Shayla, and she had to push me back up.
I know my mom said that she was like. Did you mean to push Shayla, or what's your name?
Courtney?
Sorry, no. I keep doing that today. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Ashley, what about
my
you?
Favorite moment? Okay, this is really cliche, but it was at state, and it was after they already announced, like, you know, best vocals, best visuals, Pound Tonight's Emerald Sweets, you're 2025, isn't it? Blah 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 blah. And then we like had to like take the picture or whatever. We had our like milk jugs, whatever, and then we all just like turn towards like the Pendleton section, and we're all just like, yeah! And then they like come towards. So I get hugs from like a million different people, and it just made me feel really proud.
People said that they could see me crying when we were up on, getting.
I was crying.
We had gotten the vocal trophy. We hadn't gotten any others yet, and I had like I already had tears in my eyes. And I talked to my dad afterwards. He was like, "Yeah, I can see you crying from all the way back there." I was like, "That's."
Yeah, I was sitting up there in the stands. Just waiting for to get announced. That was certainly a moment in time that happened.
So
and it was, you could feel the energy as like the tension built waiting for the show to go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming out and talking to me about Sweets. And coming up next, we'll have some more amazing interviews right here on 91.7 WEEM Weekly.
Now, here's a short promotion before our next segment.
OMG, did you see 91.7 WEEM's new Instagram post?
Yeah, how do they always have the coolest content?
Keep up to date with what's going on in the station, as well as around the campus and community, by following us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Online, on air, and on demand. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment of WEEM Weekly. I'm Sophia Bevan, and I'm here with
Ellie Tanis.
And today, we're going to be talking to you guys about our school's indoor percussion group. Not a lot of people know about it, and both me and Ellie are in indoor percussion. Recently, just won state, so we're here to talk to you guys about it. So you want to give us a little introduction on you, how many years, instrument, all that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, I'm Ellie. This was my third year in indoor percussion, though I've been involved with the group since 2017. And my freshman year, I played synthesizer. And then my sophomore year, I taught myself how to play vibraphone and continued playing that this year as well.
Yep. So this year, this is my second year. My first year, I played auxiliary, which is cymbals, some drums.
Sound effects.
Pretty much, yeah. And then this year I played marimba, so a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, second question, we're going to talk about the preparation for indoor coming up to state. So
yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. The whole process of indoor is a delicate balance between being focused and working hard, but not overworking ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So still having those moments of levity, still, you know, being able to just have fun as a group together, but also not let that distract us from improving ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our school's group in specific does a really good job of that.
Right.
As a dynamic. I mean, it's a small group. Everybody knows everybody.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it's really easy to get along with almost everybody in the group, as well as, like, previously mentioned, like, it, like, very delicate between overworking and working hard, you know? Right. I know a lot of groups, probably in our class, definitely in classes above us, work, like, a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
But we put in just amount of work to have a lot of fun and to still win state.
Right. Yeah.
Do you want to share, like, any funny, memorable moments from the season?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, with the people in our group, there's a lot of funny moments to pick from.
Right.
You know, between Angel being Angel.
Right.
And just generally being a goof. I always one of my favorite parts is always in the start of the season when we do like a random question of the day every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it always devolves into just a disaster of
right
hilarity.
People giving wrong answers, extremely long answers. being like, oh, come back to me. And when you come back to them, they still don't know.
Yeah.
It just, I feel like 10 minutes of a rehearsal is just the stupid question of the days.
Yeah.
Literally, like, it could be as simple as, like, oh, what's your favorite type of pasta? Someone's Googling, like, the most obscure pasta that they could say.
Like, yeah. Or, like, somebody, like, the question is, like, what's your favorite color? And, like, I gave a hex code. It's
I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just, like, or, like, some obscure names, like,
Coral.
Like, what do you mean by that? Just say orange is pink.
Viridian.
Like, no one's favorite color is Viridian. Sorry if your favorite color is Viridian. Anyways, how did you handle challenges and setbacks during the season?
I think for me, pretty much every, like, setback that I faced was just purely mental.
Mm-hmm.
Other than I did frequently have issues with my equipment. I mean, I had mallets that just kept, like, falling apart. I broke an entire stick just, like, in half on accident. Ugh. While playing once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at a certain point, I was trying to fix my vibraphone, and, like, I somehow melted off the screw to alter the height of the pedal.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, no, I still have the end of it sitting on my table.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, with those, it's really just a matter of, like, trying to be prepared to improvise.
Mm-hmm.
And with, like, the mental stuff, it's just a matter of knowing that. I really like the way that Mr. Brosman told me once is, it's just band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it might seem important now, but even if, like, everything goes wrong, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Right.
And as long as you had a good time and got better, then it's good. And mm-hmm. if I just kept that in mind, generally, it wasn't too hard.
I want to highlight what you said of, like, always improvising. And I feel like that, like, just always being on your toes to be willing to improvise. And I feel like that goes across like all band activities. And a thing I want to talk about is at our state finals competition. with the synth, the synth was literally counting down the seconds before, like, our synthesizer, our keyboard. Yeah. Literally counting down the seconds before it was going to power off. Like, right about to go on stage. The curtains we're right in front of the curtains, right about to go. We're just waiting for the group in front of us to stop.
Absolutely.
And literally counting down. So then immediately one of our band dads plugs it into the wall, still is being weird. And then it was just such a quick, like, thing where, like, we immediately found a cord that we could use, plugged it in, and it was just such, like, a last minute thing. But that's, like, reminds me of, like, be prepared to improvise, because stuff like that can happen, and that probably could have ruined our run.
Right. Or, like, when, you know, during a couple of different ones, the drum that was attached to my vibraphone, the head of it comes off. And while I was playing, sometimes it would start to work its way off, and there was a show at one point where it fully came off while I needed to be playing it,
mm-hmm.
and I had to figure out how to keep playing and fix my drum.
Right.
And, you know, it's just building that skill of being able to react to anything quickly is honestly one of the most important parts of any band activity.
And keeps you on your toes.
For sure.
What are your goals, like, individually for yourself and, like, goals for the group?
For next season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think overall, obviously, the group is to win. The group goal is to win state again,
right?
Which would be nice,
amazing.
But, and you know, there's always the faint, distant goal of maybe someday we'll do WGI.
Oh, I hope we do WGI.
But for me personally, my goal is to just improve at percussion in general. Because I didn't start on percussion. With everything percussion related, I'm self-taught.
Right.
And just getting to work with other people who know what they're doing a little bit more than I do, mm-hmm. and in that sort of environment is really helpful for me learning to grow. And, you know, learning any instrument is good for your musicality in general.
Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of like, I'm trying to feel like, how do I like phrase this a little bit better?
Mm.
Individually, I do want to get better. I am really excited to get better, and I'm really excited to improve. But I also want to like, I want our ensemble. We did it amazing this year, and I just want us to see us keep growing, keep moving forward. Right. Maybe, like you said, do WGI. Maybe get bumped up to a different class. Maybe we do movement, something like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's gonna happen in the few coming years, not at least while I'm here, but right. I just, as our ensemble, as our school grows,
yeah,
I really hope that happens.
I mean, I think in general, for those who don't know, the band program just announced that they're adding a third band to our high school.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a sign of our band program is growing.
Yeah, and as well as marching band auditions for percussion just
for
started.
Sure.
And this
huge
is the
group.
Yeah, usually we have to go find people who don't play percussion, usually who are like, we go look for people who aren't eighth graders who
right
allowed to march, but usually it's like very rare that we need them. And then it got to the point we had to go look for an eighth grader who played flute.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to get people. But now we're to the point where there's people who are like wind players who play trombone and stuff, and
yeah.
We're having
them out.
Yeah, we have to turn them down, unfortunately, because we have so many people willing to do it. And I honestly, I'm really excited for that for our group.
Yeah, no, I think same with indoor, same with marching band, same with like jazz and pep band. I feel like as the band program as a whole increases in size, every single group is going to benefit from that.
And I'm really excited for that.
Me too.
I'm really excited. Anyways, what does winning the state championship mean to you?
Oh, that's a question.
I know. It's deep.
I know. I think, you know, for most of my life at this point, ever since my sister was a freshman, I've been around this group, and you know, I've seen every show, almost every single performance of every show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have witnessed this group grow, and I've seen time and time again us get second or third. And
for years, like, it's not like we were doing bad, but like I don't think like it's just been second and third.
We were doing great. It was just that little last push that we couldn't quite make.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it, because we got second my freshman year, third my sophomore year, and to get first for the first time since 2014, when we were in a different class back then, and also for getting first the second time ever in any class, is just a massive accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was riding that high for days.
Yeah, like so was I. Like I literally like. The day after state, like the night after, I woke up really late because we got home very late.
Oh, yeah. I slept for 12 straight hours. After
yeah,
that.
Most of us did. I imagine thinking, I just woke up in the morning, I'm like, man, we won state. We won the state championship.
Yeah.
And like you said, I was literally just, I would think about, like, anytime I'd walk in the mirror, like, oh, there's our poster. Yep, we won state.
Yeah. Or, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, there's my gold medal.
There you go. There's my gold medal. What advice or, like, what would you tell somebody who's wanting to do, like, indoor percussion, not specifically here, but just, like, in general? Like, what would you tell them?
I think just be flexible and be open. You know, be, like, be open to trying something that you haven't done before. Like trying an instrument you'd maybe not the best at.
Right.
Or be flexible. Like, if you don't get put on the instrument you want the most, that doesn't mean you're going to have a bad season. I wanted to be on xylophone this year and I got put on vibraphone and I still had my favorite season so far.
Right.
And also, I mean, flexibility, like we said, with like improvising in stressful situations earlier, it's mm-hmm. just being able to adapt and grow from it mm-hmm. is probably the best part of the program.
Yeah. And I agree with you completely. Like, just, make another thing I would say personally is just like let yourself be in it. Like, don't, I feel like that's kind of a weird, like, that's a very broad thing to say, but like let yourself enjoy it. I can understand like indoor specifically is very stressful at times. I did have a very fun season this year, but it was definitely stressful a lot of the times.
Right.
So was most activities. But like, if you just like let yourself, like, just don't let that stress that happens be your motivation to quit.
Yeah.
You know, just like, let yourself enjoy it. Just
right.
Feel like it's a big broad thing to say. Anyways, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, so we're gonna have to wrap up the segment. Had a really fun time talking to you, Ellie.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Anyways, we're gonna get you guys to the next segment here on WEEM Weekly.
Now, here's a short promotion before our next segment.
Support 91.7 WEEM by making a donation today. Your contributions play a vital role in enhancing our students' learning experiences and opportunities. For additional details, reach out to Luke Watson at 765-778-216-EXT-6095 or via email at lwatson@smcsc.com. We truly appreciate your support, whether through donations or by listening in. Thank you for being a part of 91.7 WEEM.
My name is Layla Reef, and right now I'm sitting alongside a very influential figure in the Madison County community, Dr. Jesse Reynolds, the Executive Director of the Leadership Academy of Madison County, is here. Jesse, thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Right off the bat, can you please tell the listeners a little backstory of you? Where are you from? What got you where you are today? Just kind of like a brief introduction.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm from Anderson, born and raised. A little history. I played basketball at Highland. I remember playing in this gym right around the corner a few times. I played ball at Highland from 05 to 07. And so... just trying to remember who I played against. I would have to spend some more time thinking about that. But we had a few victories in this building, some good times here, some good battles. But I went off to Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. And after graduating college, decided, you know, I wanted to come back home. And so my wife and I, we have three children now. I'm used to saying
yeah.
two. We have three children. My baby girl is 7 weeks old. We have a 7-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son. And so, you know, being back home, we've had the opportunity to meet some pretty cool people, including Layla and hundreds of other people that we've had the opportunity to work with. But we're just excited about what we get to do on a daily basis through the academy. So,
yeah. How did you get involved with leadership in the Madison County community?
So through early on through basketball, I was an athlete of character. And so I've had some exposure to some training, some leadership development training early on. So I think that was my sophomore or junior year when I did the athlete of character. In any of my business management, so my degrees are in business management and leadership. Any of my degree requirements, we've always had to take leadership courses and do leadership training. After college, you know, you start in introductory roles, but you quickly go up the ranks right. in terms of leadership. And so I've always been interested in how do we improve places? How do we make things a little better? Kind of taking a leadership role in the various organizations I've served in. And then the opportunity at the Leadership Academy opened up in 2021. And, you know, again, I knew a little bit about the program just because I've had some exposure in high school, and I'm from Anderson. And mm-hmm. so I know a little bit about it. And I put my hat in the ring, and kind of the rest is history from there. Yeah. So
the LAMC has three different leadership programs. Can you please explain what each one is, who it's targeted for, that sort of thing?
So we have an adult program that anyone from 18 years old and up could potentially be a part of it. It is typically set for individuals that are seeking to expand a leadership role in their organization or connect to others in the community. And so what we do with the adults is, you know, very strategic conversation around effective communication, team dynamics, being a part of the community. There's an expectation on the adult side as well to do some community service hours. And so we're very community focused, servant leadership minded. We have a program for balance, and that is high school seniors. And so Layla was in that program this past year. And with balance, that is a experience where it's very focused on getting you prepared for the next journey or the next phase of your life. So whether you're going to college, going to military service, or you're going directly into career, we try to focus on what are those items you should be aware of as you make the transition. We do some job shadowing, or we call it a career exploration day through that program, which is a big piece of what we do through balance. And then YLA is high school juniors. And so as an incoming junior, you can apply to be in the program, and we do a camp or opening retreat type of experience, and we take you through throughout Madison County, throughout the community, just kind of exposing you to different leaders and various ways that you can be involved in your community. And we've added a recent program.
Oh, so really? For interesting.
A middle school program called Junior YLA. And so we target 7th and 8th graders, where we actually go into the school for the day and basically become the teacher for the day. And so that program puts us in front of about, you know, 400 to 500 middle school students at APA, Alexandria, and Highland. We'd love to come to Pendleton, or we'd love to go to LaPel.
Yes, we need to get you invited. Yeah. We need to get you in there somehow.
that's what we do.
What can each member of the leadership programs get out of it? So experience, skills, etc.
Well, we hope that we're growing or advancing individual skills, but bigger than, I think, the skill development, it is the networking or the relationships that you build with the people that are also in the program with you. Sometimes people come to the program not knowing anyone. Sometimes people come with a friend, or their parents made them go, or whatever the case. But having gone through an experience, a shared experience with people, provides a basis to build community. Just thinking about how many students are going off to college here in the next few months, you know, several of them are going to go to IU, several are going to go to Purdue. You know, you're going to have a few that go out and spread their wings further than that. But many of them have had experience together in this program. And so, you know, going to Purdue, you know, you're going to have somebody else to connect with. Going to IU, you may have someone else to connect with that went through the YLA or balance experience with you. Kind of the same theme or idea on the adult side, that being in the cohort of 36 to 40 other adults, you have the opportunity to do some pretty cool things in community with people that you may have not known before going through the program. And so when you see them in community, now you have somebody that you can relate to and build a relationship from. So again, I think it's skill development, but bigger than that, I think it's, you know, building a community of people that, you know, you can connect to outside of the program.
Right. And we touched on community a little bit. I want to know, what does community mean to you?
Yeah, so community for me is the people and the places where we do life. So, you know, the people include family, but also beyond family is, you know, like in a school building like this, there are people that you associate with that we would call friends. But then there are people who are doing things behind the scenes, just like this podcast environment here. Somebody's probably, you know, running some of the data behind the scenes, but that's happening all around us, and making sure that people feel that they have a space and a place in our community. Understanding that we need to have more people represented in these spaces. And if you're a leader, or you can have some form of influence of power, making sure that you're building those bridges to bring people aboard. So that's what I see community as, an opportunity to connect the dots between the people you know and the people you want to know.
Nice. What do you want the audience to know about Madison County and the programs that our community has, such as the LAMC?
Yeah, I one of the reasons why I came back home is I tell people, you know, I wanted to be a part of the fabric that helps to move our community forward. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a piece of the puzzle. And that's what I want people to see about our community, is that if all of us are a piece of the puzzle and we just bring our resources, our tools, our skills, the things we love, the things we like to do, and we all bring that together, it makes this interesting quilt or this interesting puzzle. But that's what communities are built from. It is the various cultures, the various traditions that make a community what it is. And Madison County is rich in that. Whether you're talking the various schools that are here in our community, the arts community, so on and so forth. There's so much business and growth that is happening across Madison County. And it's a great place to be. Is there work that needs to be done? Yes, that's everywhere.
Right.
But that is a part of, you know, the idea of being a part of the fabric of the community, is that, you know, you're not just here, but you're intricately woven into, you know, it's working and trying to make sure we're making it a better place.
Mm-hmm. If the community is interested, where can they go to find more information about the LAMC? I know you guys have a website.
We do. So the website is thelamc, so thelamc.org, so .org. And then we have a Facebook as well. We're on Facebook at the Leadership Academy of Madison County. And we have spot pop-ups where, you know, depending on the YLA class, they may create their own TikTok or Instagram pages and various other things. And so they're out there floating around somewhere. But we mainly post through our website and our Facebook page. And we have a newsletter that, you know, if interested, people can sign up to receive as well.
All right. Awesome. Well, I've had a wonderful time getting to talk to you, Jesse, again. Thank you for coming in, taking time out of your day to share the good about the Leadership Academy of Madison County.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.